After 5 months of anticipation, it's showtime in London. Prince William and Kate Middleton are scheduled to get married tomorrow morning, and it's a big wedding by any standard. Around 2,000 guests will sit primly at Westminster Abbey for the ceremony. Then the bride and groom will ride to Buckingham Palace in the same gold carriage the late Princess Diana used 30 years ago. And then there are the many, many more people who have swarmed into London for the event, including NPR's David Green.
The British papers are obsessed with gossipy details on an average day. The day before a royal wedding, they've gone a bit mad. My colleague, Katie Bilboa, will read a few tidbits from today's Daily Telegraph. How is William getting ready for the big day?
The prince played five-a-side football in Battersea Park, South London, wearing a thrown-together kit of mismatched socks, shorts, and a T-shirt.
As for the bride?
Miss Middleton was spotted unloading a cardboard box from her car. Photographers spotted a sheaf of papers on the back seat, which included the passage, "With so much love within our hearts," leading to speculation it may be part of the service.
Overall, the Telegraph reported that the couple
adopted a distinctly low-key approach to their preparations.
If the bride and the groom are trying to take a low-key approach to this whole thing, London is anything but low-key. I'm standing right in the shadow of Big Ben in front of Westminster Abbey. Parliament Square's in front of me, and it's surrounded by bright, clean Union Jacks, the British flag. People are streaming by Westminster Abbey, trying to get a close-up look, because tonight these roads will all be closed, and tomorrow most people will be stuffed into crowds where it's going to be difficult to get a close-up look at anything.
It's history, actually. I think that's what a lot of the fascination is all over the world, history, seeing a future king and queen and the present queen. We'll never be able to do it again in our lifetime.
This is Jean Lord, who talked her husband Harry into a trip to London. The couple's from New Jersey. Harry was decked out in a leather cowboy hat and his Harrah's Casino windbreaker. Rain is forecast for tomorrow. The Lords are not worried.
You said you're coming to the wedding, but I assume you don't have an official
invitation. Yeah, we have an invitation to stand on the street like the rest of the commoners.
Even though our family name is Lord, we're not Lords.
That might have gotten you in.
Well, maybe I could have gone under Lord Harry and put Harry Lord.
People like the Lords who've traveled miles for a wedding they won't even see have a lot of explaining to do at home. The Lords said their kids were mystified.
And they think we're utterly insane.
And your answer to them is?
We are.
I spent more on this wedding than I did my own.
Have you told your wife that?
Yeah, well, she knows that. We've been married 55 years, so weddings were cheaper then. But
how much did you spend on your wedding?
About $400.
Max.
Tomorrow's wedding is sure to cost in the millions of dollars, and British citizens, for their part, seem less than excited. One poll last week found 70% put themselves in one of two categories: indifferent about the wedding or couldn't care less. But Maureen Gearing is excited. All the nostalgia from the royal wedding of 1981 is coming back.
I came up when Charles and Diana got married, and I wanted the atmosphere, so I've come up to see the sun. So get the atmosphere again.
She drove in from a suburb west of London with her friend Jackie Howard.
We've only just arrived.
Okay.
We tend to meander.
Meander?
Yeah, which means we go slow.
Where are you going to meander? What's your meandering
route?
All
over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to the route. We're going to do the route, aren't we?
Yeah, walking all around.
All around the route, which is what we do. And then we'll meander down to the river, have a glass of wine, have a meal.
Then get the train home.
So you're not going to stay here for the big
show? No, my poor old bones wouldn't take laying on the pavements anymore. Don't forget, it was 30 years ago when they got married. I was a lot younger.
The women said they'd be in a living room tomorrow watching every single development on the telly.
Few coffees, lots to eat, lots to drink.
David Green, NPR News, London.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.